fiery molten metal in the disturbance, which disturbed the waters in that.
Third number Psalms, right quick. Out of heaven, and when they got to the earth, they began to sin. And because of their sin, giants come. Because of their sins, they gave knowledge away that they didn't supposed to give away. So tonight, I want to say to you, I share, we cross with our ancestors. It told me, said, it's up to you, individual, those that listen, to make up your mind if you're going to really serve man or serve God. You're going to serve a new car, a new home, or money in the bank, or you're going to really make up your mind. It ain't your children. It ain't your sister. It ain't your brother. It's you. God wants your soul. The devil trying to take your soul with materialistic things. The murders that's going on all over the land. The hate. If you got hate in your heart, you need to clear it up. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is left for you. I just want to say that to you before we get ready to get into prayer. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Exodus 23:20. Put them down. Because this lesson tonight will help you cross over to where you're supposed to be. Cross over to the angel that God had put in place. And God had a prophet to tell us about it.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thy art with me, thy rod, and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I read Psalm 23rd, number 5.
I know why David wrote that psalm. David was dealing with the spirit realm. And most people, my grandmother had that psalm up on the wall. And most people read it in funeral, but it's deeper than just going to a funeral. David was saying, the Lord is my shepherd, that God is your protector. With all the killing and the shooting, lady called me, said, her son got shot, then the cousin got shot. And she said, bitch, what's going on? The evil that Enoch seen and he told us about. And some of the King James Version and some of the other Bibles don't want to accept that, but the Ethiopian Bible, the Bible, the Black Bible really embraced the word of God and how the angels, God had to send Michael and Raphael and Gabriel down, straighten them out. So we're living as we all over the land, murder, killing, famine. The lady called me and said, a virus back up over in Indiana. And the lady called me and said, Bishop, we got the mass up in New York. because another woman, but I put on my page on my YouTube, keep the mask on. Demons don't want you to be blessed. When you got the anointing of the Holy Ghost, when you got the anointing of God in his way. So I want you to know that tonight. You stay with God. Things will open up for you. You don't let nobody kick you out of what God got for you. So you get ready for God to carry you to the next level. I say, and he's going to carry you to that level where you'll be all right. And don't you let nobody kick you out of where you're supposed to be. Get your Bible, your pencil, write this stuff down. It's important. It's more important to know when you're dead, you're not done. When you change from the physical to the spirit, that you begin to know. And our ancestors.
God's laws. Consider all the events in the sky, how the lights in the sky never change their courses, how each rises and sets in order, each at its proper time, and they never transgress their law. Consider the earth, and understand from the work that is done upon it, from first to last, that no work of God is ever irregular in appearing. Consider the summer and the winter, how the whole earth is full of water, and the clouds, dew, and rain rest upon it. Consider and see how the trees appear withered, and all their leaves are stripped, with the exception of the 14 trees which never strip, but remain with the old leaves until the new comes after 2 or 3 years. And again, consider the days of summer, how at its beginning the sun is hot above it. You seek shelter and shade because of the heat of the sun, and the earth burns with such scorching heat that you cannot walk upon the earth or upon a rock because of its heat. Consider how the trees are covered with green leaves and bear fruit, and understand in respect of everything, and recognize how he who lives forever made all these things for you, and how his works are before him in each succeeding year, and all his works serve him and never change. But as decreed, so everything is done, and consider how the seas and rivers together complete their tasks. But you have not continued with nor observed the law of the Lord, but you have transgressed and have spoken proud and harsh words with your unclean mouth against his magnificence. You hard of heart, you will have no peace. And because of this, your days will be cursed, and you will devastate the years of your life. And this eternal curse will increase, and you will not be given mercy. In those days, you will make your name into an eternal curse to all the righteous, and they will curse you sinners forever. But for the elect, there will be light and peace, and they will inherit the earth. But for you, the ungodly, there will be a curse. When wisdom is given to the elect, they will all live and will never again do wrong, either through forgetfulness or through pride. And those who possess this wisdom will be humbled. They will never again do wrong and will not be judged in all the days of their life, and they will not die of wrath or anger. But they will complete the number of days of their life, and their life will grow in serenity, and the years of their joy will increase in gladness and eternal peace all the days of their life. 3. Rebels among the watchers. It came to pass, when the sons of men had increased, that in those days beautiful and attractive daughters were born to them, and the watchers, the sons of heaven, saw them and desired them. And they said to one another, come, let us choose wives for ourselves from the children of men, and let us father children for ourselves. But Senjaga, who was their leader, said to them, I fear you may not go through with this deed, and I alone will pay the penalty for this great sin. So they all answered him and said, let us all swear an oath and bind one another with a mutual curse, not to turn away any of us from this plan, but to carry it out effectively. Then they all swore together and all bound one another with a mutual curse to it. And they were in all 200, and they descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called this mountain Hermon, because on it they swore and bound one another with curses. And these are the names of their leaders: Semjaza, who was their leader, Urukaiba, Ramiel, Jochebed, Tamiel, Ramiel, Daniel, Ezekiel, Barakiel, Azazel, Armaros, Batriel, Ananel, Zachiel, Samziel, Sakael, Turiel, Yamiel, Araziel. These are the leaders of the groups of 10, the 200 angels, their lieutenants, and all the others were with them. They took every woman of their choosing, and they began to cohabitate with them and were promiscuous with them. They taught them charms and spells, and they showed them the cutting of roots and trees. And the women became pregnant and gave birth to three races. First, the great giants, whose height was each 30 cubits. Then the great giants fathered the Nephilim, and the Nephilim engendered the Eliud, and they existed, increasing in power according to their greatness. These devoured all that the labor of men produced, until men were unable to sustain them. Then the giants turned against mankind in order to devour them, and they began to sin against birds and against animals and against reptiles and against fish, and they devoured one another's flesh and drank their blood. Then all the earth complained about the lawless ones. Azazel taught men to make swords and daggers and shields and breastplates and how to make gold into coins, and he showed them the fabrication of mirrors and the art of making bracelets and ornaments and the art of making up the eyes and of beautifying the eyelids and the most precious of stones and all kinds of colored dyes, and the world was changed. There was great ungodliness and much fornication. Women began acting lewdly, and many went astray, and all their ways became corrupt. Shemjaza taught all those who cast spells and cut roots. Armaros, the loosings of spells. Barakel taught astrology. Jochebed taught omens. Tamiel taught the signs of the sun, and Azrael taught the path of the moon. And at the destruction of men, they cried out, and their voices reached heaven. Then Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel looked down from heaven and saw the mass of blood that was being shed on the earth and all the evil that was being done on the earth. And they said to one another, "Let the devastated earth cry out with the sound of their cries up to the gates of heaven. And now to you, O holy ones of heaven, the souls of men complain, saying, Bring judgment to us from the Most High. And they said to their Lord, the King, Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings, your glorious throne endures for all the generations of the world. Bless and praise your name. You have made everything, and the power over everything is yours. Everything is revealed and open in front of you, and you see everything. There is nothing that can be hidden from you. See then what Azazel has done, how he has taught all iniquity on the earth and revealed the eternal secrets that are made in heaven. And Shemjaza has made known spells, he to whom you gave authority to rule over those who are with him. They have cohabitated with the daughters of men, lain with those women, became unclean, and revealed these sins to them. And these women gave birth to giants, and because of that the whole earth has been filled with blood and iniquity. Now the souls which have died cry out and complain up to the gates of heaven, and their lament has ascended, and they will not go out in the sight of the iniquity which is being committed on the earth. You know everything before it happens, and you know this, and what awaits each of them. But you say nothing to us. What now should we do with them about this? 4. The Most High of the Watchers speaks out. Then the Most High, the Great and Holy One, spoke and sent Uriel to the son of Lamech and said to him, Say to him, in my name, hide yourself, and reveal to him the end, which is coming, because the whole earth will soon be destroyed. A great flood is about to come over all the earth, and all that is in it will be destroyed. Now teach him so that he may escape, and his offspring may survive for the whole earth. And further, the Lord said to Raphael, bind Azazel by his hands and his feet, and throw him into the darkness. Split open the desert, which is in Dudael, and throw him there. Throw jagged and sharp stones on him and cover him with darkness. Let him stay there forever and cover his face so he may never see the light, so that on the great day of judgment he may be hurled into the fire and restore the earth which the angels have ruined, announce the restoration of the earth, for I will restore the earth, so that not all the sons of men will be destroyed by the knowledge which the watchers have made known and taught to their sons. The whole earth has been ruined by the work and teaching of Azazel. Therefore, all sin will be ascribed to him. Then the Lord said to Gabriel, proceed against the bastards and the reprobates and against the sons of the fornicators, and destroy the sons of the fornicators and the sons of the watchers from among them. Send them out and turn them against one another, and let them destroy themselves in battle, for their days will not be long. They will petition you, but the petitioners will gain nothing in respect of them, for they hope for eternal life, and that each of them will live life for 500 years. Then the Lord said to Michael, go, inform Senjaza and the others with him who have associated with women, corrupting themselves along with them in all their uncleanness. When all their sons kill each other, and after they see the destruction of their loved ones, bind them for 7 generations under the hills of the earth, until the day of their judgment and of their end, till that judgment which is for all eternity is accomplished. In those days they will be led into the abyss of fire and torment, and they will be shut up in prison for all eternity. Then Senjaza will be burned, and the others destroyed with them. Together they will be bound until the end of all generations. Destroy all the souls of lust and the sons of the watchers, for they have wronged mankind. And destroy all wrong from the face of the earth, and every evil work will cease. Then all the righteous will be humbled, and will live until they father thousands. And all the days of their youth and their old age they will fulfill in peace. In those days the whole earth will be tilled in righteousness, and all of it will be planted with trees, and it will be filled with blessing. And they will plant all the pleasant trees on it, and they will plant vines on it, and the vine that is planted on it will produce fruit in abundance, and every seed that is sown on it, each measure will produce 1,000, and each measure of oil will produce 10 baths of oil. And you cleanse the earth from all wrong and from all iniquity, and from all sin, and from all ungodliness, and from all the uncleanness which is brought about on the earth. Then all the sons of men will be righteous, and all the nations will serve and bless me, and all will worship me. And the earth will be cleansed from all corruption, and from all sin, and from all wrath, and from all torment, and I will not again send a flood upon it, for all generations forever. In those days I will open the storehouses of blessing, which are in heaven, so that I may send them down upon the earth, upon the works and upon the works of the sons of men. Peace and truth will be united for all the days of eternity and for all the generations of eternity. 5. Enoch meets the holy watchers. Then Enoch disappeared, and none of the sons of men knew where he was hidden, where he was, or what had happened to him. All his doings were with the holy ones and with the watchers in his days. And I, Enoch, blessed the great Lord and King of eternity. And the watchers called to me, Enoch the scribe, and said to me, Enoch, scribe of righteousness, go and inform the watchers of heaven who have left the high heavens and the holy eternal place, and have corrupted themselves with women, and have done as the sons of men do, and have taken wives for themselves, and have become completely corrupt on the earth. They will have neither peace nor forgiveness of sin on earth, nor will they rejoice in their sons. They will see the slaughter of their beloved ones, and they will lament and petition forever over the destruction of their sons, but they will have neither mercy nor peace. Then Enoch went to Azazel and said, you will have no peace. A severe sentence has come out against you, that you must be found. You will have neither rest nor mercy, nor the granting of any request, because of the wrong which you have taught, and because of all the works of blasphemy, and wrong and sin which you have shown to the sons of men. And then I went and spoke to them all together, and they were all afraid. Fear and trembling seized them. They asked me to write out a record of a petition for them, so that they might receive forgiveness, and to take a record of their request up to the Lord in heaven, for they were not able, from then on, to speak. And they did not raise their eyes to heaven out of shame for their sins, for which they had been condemned. Then I wrote out the record of their petition and their request in regards to their spirits and the deeds of each one of them and in regard to what they asked, that they should obtain forgiveness and tolerance. So I went and sat down by the waters of Dan in the land of Dan, which is southwest of Hermon, and I read out the record of their petition until I fell asleep. Then a dream came to me. Visions fell upon me, and I saw a vision of wrath, that I should speak to the sons of heaven and rebuke them. And I woke up and went to them, and they were all sitting gathered together as they mourned in Ubal-Sael, which is between Lebanon and Samir, with their faces covered. And I spoke in front of all of them about the visions that I had seen in my sleep. And I began to speak these words to reprove the watchers of heaven. 6. The Book of Reproof. This book is the word of righteousness and of reproof for the watchers who are from eternity, as the Holy and Great One commanded me in that vision. I saw in my sleep what I will now explain with the tongue of flesh and with my breath, which the Great One has given men in their mouth, so they might speak with it and understand with their heart. As he has created and appointed men to understand the word of knowledge, so he has created and appointed me to reprove the watchers, the sons of heaven. I wrote out your petition, but in my vision it appeared that your request would not be granted to you for all the days of eternity, and complete judgment has been decreed against you, and you will have no peace. From now on, you will not ascend into heaven for all eternity, and it has been decreed that you will be bound on earth for all the days of eternity. But before this, you will have seen the destruction of your beloved sons, and you will never be able to enjoy them, but they will fall before you. Your request will not be granted in respect of them or in respect of yourselves. And while you weep and beg, you don't speak a single word from the writings which I have written. And the vision appeared to me as follows. Clouds called me in the vision, and mist called to me. The path of the stars and flashes of lightning hurried me and drove me. In the vision, wind caused me to fly, and hurried me, and lifted me up into the sky. I proceeded until I came near a wall, which was made of hailstones, and a river of fire surrounded it, and it began to make me afraid. I went into the river of fire and came near a large house, which was built of hailstones. The wall of that house was like a mosaic of hailstones, and its floor was snow. Its roof was like the path of the stars and flashes of lightning, and among them were fiery cherubim, and their sky was like water. There was a fire burning around its walls, and its door was ablaze with fire. I went into that house, and it was as hot as fire, yet as cold as snow, and there was neither pleasure nor life in it. Fear covered me, and trembling took hold of me. As I was shaking and trembling, I fell on my face. I looked in the vision, and I saw another house, which was larger than the former, and all its doors were open before me, and it was built of rivers of fire. And in everything, it so excelled in glory and splendor and size, so that I am unable to describe its glory and size to you. Its floor was fire, and above lightning, in the path of the stars. And its roof was also a burning fire. I looked, and I saw a high throne in it, and its appearance was like ice, and its surrounding like the shining sun and the sound of cherubim. From underneath the high throne, there flowed out rivers of fire, so that it was impossible to look at. His great in glory sat upon it, and his clothing was brighter than the sun, and whiter than any snow, and no angel could enter. And at the appearance of the face of him who is honored and praised, no creature of flesh could look. A sea of fire burned around him, and a great fire stood in front of him, and none of those around him came near him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood in front of him, but he needed no holy counsel. The holy ones who were near him did not leave by night or day, and never departed from him. And until then I had been prostrate on my face, trembling. And the Lord called to me with his own voice and said to me, Come here, Enoch, to my holy word. And he lifted me up and brought me near the door, and I looked with my face down. He answered me and said to me with his voice, Listen, don't be afraid, Enoch, you blameless man and scribe of righteousness. Come here and hear my voice, Now go to the watchers of heaven who sent you to petition on their behalf and say, you should petition on behalf of men, not men on behalf of you. Why have you left the high, holy, and eternal heaven and lain with women, becoming unclean with the daughters of men, and taking wives for yourselves, and doing as the sons of the earth, fathering giant sons? You were spiritual, holy, living in eternal life, but you became unclean with the women, and fathered children through the blood of flesh, and lusted after the blood of mankind, producing flesh and blood, as they do, who die and are destroyed. For this reason I give men wives, so that they might sow seed in them, and so that children will be born by them, so that deeds will be done on the earth. But you, formerly, were spiritual, living an eternal, immortal life for all the generations of the world. For this reason, I did not arrange wives for you, because the dwelling of the spiritual ones is in heaven. And now, the giants who were born from body and flesh will be called unclean spirits on the earth, and on the earth will be their dwelling. These evil spirits came out from their flesh because they were created from above. From the holy watchers was their origin and first foundation. Evil spirits they will be on the earth, and unclean spirits of the evil ones they will be called. The dwelling of the spirits of heaven is in heaven, but the dwelling of the spirits of the earth, who were born on the earth, is earth. The spirits of the giants afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth, and cause sorrow. They eat no food, do not thirst, and are not observed by the eyes. And these spirits will rise against the sons of men and against the women, because they came out of them during the days of slaughter and destruction, the death of the giants, wherever the spirits have gone out from their bodies. Their flesh will be destroyed before the judgment. In this way they will remain destroyed until the day of the great consummation is accomplished, upon the great age, upon the watchers and the ungodly ones. Now to the watchers, who sent you to petition on their behalf, who were formerly in heaven, say, you were in heaven, but the good secrets had not yet been revealed to you, for you knew only worthless mysteries. This you made known to women in the hardness of your hearts. And through this mystery, the women and the men caused evil to increase on the earth. Therefore say to them, you will have no peace. 7. Enoch stays for a while with the watchers. Then they took me to a place where they appeared like burning fire. And when they wished, they made themselves look like men. And they led me to a place of storm, into a mountain, the tip of whose summit reached to heaven. I saw lighted places, and thunder in the outermost places, in its depths a bow of fire, and arrows and their quivers, and a sword of fire, and all the flashes of lightning. Then they took me to the water of life, as it is called, into the fire of the west, which receives every setting of the sun. Then I came to a river of fire, whose fire flows like water, and pours out into the great sea, which is towards the west. I saw all the great rivers, and I reached the great darkness, and went where all flesh walks. I saw the mountains of darkness of winter, and the place where the waters of all the deep pour out. I saw the mouths of all the rivers of the earth, and the mouth of the deep. I saw the storehouses of all the winds, and I saw how with them he has adorned all creation, and I saw the fountains of the earth. Then I saw the cornerstone of the earth, and I saw the four winds which separate the earth and the sky. I saw how the winds stretch out the height of heaven, and how they position themselves between heaven and earth. These are the pillars of heaven. I saw the winds which turn the sky and cause the orb of the sun and all the stars to set. I saw the winds on the earth which support the clouds, and I saw the paths of the angels. At the end of earth, I could see the firmament of heaven above. Then I went toward the south, and it was burning day and night, where there were seven mountains of precious stones, three toward the east and three toward the south. Those towards the east were of colored stone, and one was of pearl, and one of healing stone, and those towards the south of red stone, and the middle one reached to heaven, like the throne of the Lord, of stibium, and the top of the throne was of sapphire. I saw a burning fire in what is inside the mountains, and I saw a place there beyond the great earth. Here the waters gathered together. I saw a deep chasm of the earth, with pillars of heavenly fire, and I saw among them fiery pillars of heaven, which were falling, and as regards both height and depth, they were immeasurable. Beyond this chasm, I saw a place, and it had neither the sky above it, nor the foundation of earth below it. There was no water on it, and no bird, but it was a desert place. And I saw a terrible thing there, seven stars like great burning mountains. Like a spirit questioning me, the angel said, "This is the place of the end of heaven and earth. This is the prison for the stars of heaven and the host of heaven, and the stars which roll over the fire. These are the ones which transgressed the command of the Lord from the beginning of their rising, because they did not come out at their proper times. And he was angry with them and bound them until the time of the consummation of their sin, in the year of mysteries." Then Uriel said to me, "The spirits of the angels who were promiscuous with women will stand here." And they, assuming many forms, made mankind unclean and will lead men astray so that they sacrifice to unclean spirits as gods. And they will stand there until the great judgment day on which they will be judged, so that an end will be made of them. But their wives, having led astray the angels of heaven, will become peaceful. And I, Enoch, alone saw the sight, the ends of everything, and no man has seen what I have seen, the angels who keep watch. These are the names of the holy angels who keep watch. Uriel, one of the holy angels who is over the world and over Tartarus. Raphael, one of the holy angels who is over the spirits of men. Raguel, one of the holy angels who takes vengeance on the world and on the light. Michael, one of the holy angels, namely, the one put in charge of the best part of mankind, in charge of the nations. Sariel, one of the holy angels, who is in charge of the spirits of men who cause the spirits to sin. Gabriel, one of the holy angels who is in charge of paradise, and of the cherubim and the seraphim. Rumiel, one of the holy angels whom God set over those who will rise. Then I went around to a place where nothing at all was made, and I saw a terrible thing, neither the high heaven nor the firm ground, but a desert place, prepared and terrible. And there I saw seven stars of heaven, bound on it together, like great mountains, and burning like fire. Then I said, "For what sin have they been bound, and why have they been thrown here?" Then Uriel, one of the holy angels who was with me and led me, spoke to me and said, "Enoch, about whom do you ask? About whom do you inquire? Ask and care. These are some of the stars which transgress the command of the Lord Most High, and they have been bound here until 10,000 ages are completed, the number of days of their sin. From there I went to another place, more terrible than that, and I saw a terrible thing. There was a great fire there, which burned and blazed, and the fire had a cleft reaching into the abyss, full of great pillars of fire which were made to fall. Neither its extent nor its size could I see, nor could I see its source. Then I said, "This place is terrible and very painful to look at." Then Uriel, one of the holy angels who was with me, answered me. He answered me and said, "Enoch, why do you have such fear and terror because of this terrible place? And in front of this pain?" He said to me, "This place is the prison of the angels, and there they will be held forever." And from there I went to another place, and he showed me in the west a large and high mountain, and a hard rock, and four beautiful places. Inside it was deep, wide, and very smooth. How smooth is that which rolls, and deep and dark to look at. Then Raphael, one of the holy angels who was with me, answered me and said to me, "Beautiful places are there so that the spirits, the souls of the dead, might be gathered into them. They were created for them, so that here they might gather the souls of the sons of men. And they made these places where they will keep them until the day of judgment and until their appointed time. And that appointed time will be long, until the great judgment comes upon them. I saw the spirits of the sons of men who were dead, and their voices reached heaven in complaint. Then I asked Raphael, the angel who was with me, and said to him, "Whose spirit is this? Whose voice reaches heaven and complains like this?" He answered me and said, this spirit is the one that came out of Abel, whom Cain, his brother, killed. And he will complain about him until his offspring are destroyed from the face of the earth, and his offspring perish from among the offspring of men. Then I asked about him, and about judgment on all, and I said, why is one separated from the other? And he answered me and said, these three places were made in order that they might separate the spirits of the dead, and the souls of the righteous have been separated in this manner. This is the spring of water, and on it the light. Likewise, a place has been created for sinners, when they die and are buried in the earth, and judgment has not come upon them during their life. But here the souls will be separated with this great torment, until the great day of judgment and punishment and torment for those who curse forever, and of vengeance on their souls. And there he will bind them forever. Truly, he is from the beginning of the age, and a place has been separated for the souls of those who complain, and give information about their destruction, about when they were killed in the days of the sinners. Therefore, a place has been created for the souls of men who are not righteous, but sinners, accomplished in wrongdoing, and with the wrongdoers will be their lot. But their souls will not be killed on the day of judgment, nor will they rise from here. Then I blessed the Lord of glory and said, blessed be my Lord, the Lord of glory and righteousness, who rules everything forever. And from there I went to another place, towards the west, to the ends of the earth, and I saw a fire that burned and ran, without resting or ceasing from running, by day or by night, but continued in exactly the same way. And I asked, saying, what is this which has no rest? Then Raguel, one of the holy angels who was with me, answered me and said, this burning fire, whose course you saw towards the west, is the fire of all the lights of heaven. 9. The fragrant trees. From there I went to another place of the earth, and he showed me a mountain of fire that blazed day and night. I went towards it and saw 7 magnificent mountains. All were different from one another, and valuable and beautiful stones, and all were precious, and their appearance glorious, and their form was beautiful. 3 towards the east, 1 fixed firmly on another, and 3 towards the south, one on another, and deep and rugged valleys, none of which were near each other. And there was a 7th mountain in the middle of these, and in their height they were all like the seat of a throne, and fragrant trees surrounded it. There was among them a tree such as which I have never smelled, and none of them or any others were like it. It smells more fragrant than any fragrance, and its leaves and its flowers and its wood never wither. Its fruit is excellent, and its fruit is like clusters of dates on a palm. Then I said, look at this beautiful tree, so beautiful to look at, and pleasant are its leaves, and its fruit very delightful in appearance. Then Michael, one of the holy and honored angels, who was with me and was in charge of them, answered me and said, Enoch, why do you ask about the fragrance of this tree, and why do you inquire to learn? Then I, Enoch, answered him, saying, I wish to learn about everything, but especially about this tree. And he answered me, saying, this high mountain which you saw, whose summit is like the throne of the Lord, is the throne where the Holy and Great One, the Lord of Glory, the Eternal King, will sit when he comes down to visit the earth for good. And this beautiful and fragrant tree, and no creature of flesh has authority to touch it until the great judgment, when he will take vengeance on all and bring everything to an end forever. This will be given to the righteous and the humble. From its fruit, life will be given to the elect. Towards the north, it will be planted in a holy place by the house of the Lord, the eternal King. Then they will rejoice with joy and be glad in the holy place. They will each draw the fragrance of it into their bones, and they will live a long life on earth, as your fathers lived. And in their sorrow, pain, labor, and punishment will not touch them. Then I bless the Lord of glory, the eternal King, because he has prepared such things for righteous men, and has created such things, and said that they are to be to them. And from there I went to the middle of the earth, and saw a blessed, well-watered place, which had branches, which remained alive, and sprouted from a tree, which had been cut down. There I saw a holy mountain, and under the mountain to the east of it there was water, and it flowed toward the south. And towards the east I saw another mountain, which was of the same height, and between them there was a deep and narrow valley, and in it a stream ran by the mountain. To the west of this one was another mountain, which was lower than it was, and not high. And under it there was a valley between them. And there were other deep and dry valleys at the end of the three mountains. And all the valleys were deep and narrow, of hard rock, and trees were planted on them. And I was amazed at the rock, and I was amazed at the valley. I was very much amazed. Then I said, what is the purpose of this blessed land, which is completely full of trees, and of this accursed valley in the middle of them? Then Raphael, one of the holy angels who was with me, answered me and said to me, this accursed valley is for those who are cursed forever. Here all will be gathered together who speak with their mouths against the Lord, words that are not fitting, and say hard things about his glory. Here they will gather them together, and here will be their place of judgment. And in the last days there will be the spectacle of the righteous judgment upon them, in front of the righteous forever. For here the merciful will bless the Lord of glory, the eternal King. In the days of the judgment on them they will bless him because of his mercy, according as he has assigned to them their lot. Then I myself blessed the Lord of glory. I addressed him, and I remembered his majesty, as was fitting. And from there I went towards the east, among the desert mountains, and I saw a vast plain, and it was solitary, but it was full of trees and plants. From this seed and water gush out over it from above. The torrent, which flowed towards the northwest, seemed abundant, and from all sides there went up spray and mist. Then I went to another place, away from the wilderness. I came near to the east of this mountain. There I saw trees of judgment, especially vessels of the fragrance of incense and myrrh, and the trees were not alike. And above it, above these, above the mountains of the east, and not far away, I saw another place, valleys of water, like that which does not fail. And I saw a beautiful tree. Its fragrance was like that of the mastic. And by the banks of these valleys, I saw fragrant cinnamon. And beyond those valleys, I came towards the east. Then I saw another mountain, on which there were trees, and there flowed out water, and there flowed out from it, as it were, a nectar whose name is Styrax in Galbanum. Beyond this mountain, I saw another mountain, and on it there were aloe trees, and those trees were full of fruit, which is like an almond, and is hard. And when they take this fruit, it is better than any fragrance. And after these fragrances to the northeast, as I looked over the mountains, I saw seven mountains full of fine nard, and fragrant trees of cinnamon and pepper. And from there I went over the summits of those mountains, far away to the east, and I went over the Red Sea, and I was far from it, and I went over the darkness from it. I came to paradise, the garden of righteousness, and I saw beyond those trees many large trees growing there, sweet-smelling, large, very beautiful and glorious, the trees of wisdom, from which they eat and know great wisdom. It is like the carob tree, and its fruit is like clusters of grapes on a vine, very beautiful, and the smell of this tree spreads and penetrates far. And I said, this tree is beautiful. How beautiful and pleasing is its appearance. Then the holy angel Raphael, who was with me, answered me and said, this is the tree of wisdom, from which your old father and aged mother, who were before you, ate and learned wisdom, and their eyes were opened. And they knew that they were naked, and they were driven from the garden. And from there I went to the ends of the earth, and I saw large animals there, each different from the other, and also birds, which differ in form, beauty, and call, each different from the other. And to the east of these animals I saw the ends of the earth, on which heaven rests, in the open gates of heaven. I saw how the stars of heaven come out, and counted the gates out of which they come, and wrote down all of their outlets, for each one individually according to their number, and their names according to their constellations, their positions, their times, and their months, as the angel Uriel, who was with me, showed me. He showed me everything, and wrote it down, and also their names he wrote down for me, according according to the correspondence to their set times. From there I went towards the north, to the ends of the earth, and I saw there a great and glorious wonder at the ends of the whole earth. There I saw three gates of heaven. Through each of them north winds go out. When they blow, there is cold, hail, frost, snow, fog, and rain. And from one gate it blows for good. But when they blow through the other two gates, it is with force, and it brings torment over the earth, and they blow with force. From there I went towards the west, to the ends of the earth. And I saw there, as I saw in the east, three open gates, as many gates and just as many outlets. From there I went towards the south, to the ends of the earth. And there I saw three gates of heaven open, and the south wind, the mist, and the rain, and wind come out from there. And from there I went towards the east, to the ends of heaven. And there I saw the three eastern gates of heaven open, and above them there were smaller gates. Through each of these smaller gates the stars of heaven pass, and go towards the west, on the path that has been shown to them. And when I saw, I blessed, and I will always bless the Lord of glory, who has made great and glorious wonders, so that he may show the greatness of his work to his angels, and to the souls of men, so that they might praise his work, and so that all his creatures might see the work of his power, and praise the great work of his hand, and bless him forever. 10. The Book of Methuselah. After those days, my son Methuselah chose a wife for his son Lamech, and she became pregnant by him and gave birth to a son. And his body was white like snow, and red like the flower of a rose, and the hair of his head was white like wool. His eyes were beautiful, and when he opened his eyes, he made the whole house bright, like the sun, so that the whole house was exceptionally bright. And when he was taken from the hand of the midwife, he opened his mouth and spoke to the Lord of righteousness. But his father Lamech was afraid of him, and fled, and went to his father Methuselah. He said to him, I have fathered a strange son. He is not like a man, but he is like the children of the angels of heaven, of a different type, and not like us. And his eyes are like the rays of the sun, and his face glorious. And it seems to me that he is not sprung from me, but from the angels, and I am afraid that something extraordinary may be done on the earth in his days. Now, my father, I am asking you and petitioning you to go to our father, Enoch, and learn the truth from him, for he dwells with the angels. When Methuselah heard the words of his son, he came to me at the ends of the earth, for he had heard I was there, and he cried out, and I heard his voice and went to him. And I said to him, I am here, my son, for you have come to me. And he answered me and said, I have come to you because of a great matter, and because of a disturbing vision have I come here. Now hear me, my father, for a son has been born to my son Lamech, whose form and type are not like the type of a man. His color is whiter than snow, and redder than the flower of a rose, and the hair of his head is whiter than white wool. His eyes are like the rays of the sun, and he opened his eyes and made the whole house bright. When he was taken from the hand of the midwife, he opened his mouth and blessed the Lord of heaven. His father Lamech was afraid and fled to me, and he does not believe he has sprung from him, but thinks him to be from the angels of heaven. And I have come to you so that you may make known to me the truth. Then I, Enoch, answered and said to him, the Lord will do new things on earth. And this I have already seen in a vision, and made known to you. For in the generation of my father, Jared, some from the height of heaven transgressed the word of the Lord. They committed sin and transgressed the law, and were promiscuous with women, committing sin with them, and have married some of them, and have fathered children by them. Therefore there will be great destruction over the whole earth, and there will be a great flood, and there will be great destruction for 1 year. But this child who has been born to you will be left on the earth, and his three sons will be saved with him. When all the men who are on the earth die, he and his sons will be spared. They have fathered giants on the earth, not of spirits, but of flesh, and there is great wrath on earth. But the earth will be cleansed of all corruption. Now make known to your son Lamech that the one who has been born is truly his son. Call his name Noah, for he will be a remnant for you, and he and his sons will be saved from the destruction which is coming on the earth, because of all the sin and all the iniquity which will be committed on the earth in his days. But after this, there will be yet greater iniquity than that which was committed on the earth before. For I know the mysteries of the holy ones, for the Lord showed them to me and made them known to me, and I read them in the tablets of heaven. And I saw written on them that generation upon generation will do wrong, until a generation of righteousness arises, and wrongdoing will be destroyed, and sin will depart from the earth, and everything good will come upon it. Now, my son, go, make known to your son Lamech that this child that has been born is truly his son, and this is no lie. When Methuselah heard the words of his father Enoch, who showed him these secrets, he returned, having seen him, and called the name of that child Noah, for he will comfort the earth after all the destruction. 11. The Book of Noah. In the days before the great flood, Noah saw the earth had tilted and that its destruction was near. And he set off from there and went to the ends of the earth and cried out to his great-grandfather Enoch. And Noah said three times in a bitter voice, "Hear me, hear me, hear me." And he said to him, "Tell me, what is it that is being done on the earth, that the earth is so afflicted and shaken? For I fear I will be destroyed with it." And immediately there was a great disturbance on the earth, and a voice was heard from heaven, and I fell upon my face. Then my great-grandfather Enoch came, stood by me, and said to me, "Why did you cry out to me with such bitter crying and weeping? A command has gone out from the Lord against those who dwell upon the dry ground, that this must be their end. For they have learned all the secrets of the angels, and all the wrongdoings of Satan, and all of their secret powers, and all the powers of those who practice magic arts, the powers of enchantments, and the powers of those who cast molten images for all the earth, and further, how silver is produced from the dust of the earth, and how soft metal occurs in the earth. For lead and tin are not produced from the earth, like the former. There is a spring which produces them, and an angel who stands in it, and that angel distributes them." After this, my great-grandfather Enoch took hold of me with his hand and raised me and said to me, "Go, for I have asked the Lord of hosts about this disturbance on the earth." And he said to me, "Because of their iniquity, their judgment has been completed, and they will no longer be counted before me. Because of their sorceries, they have searched out and learned. The earth and those who dwell upon it will be destroyed. As for these, there will be no place of refuge forever, for they showed to them what has been condemned. But this is not so for you, my son. The Lord of hosts knows that you are pure and innocent of this reproach concerning secrets, and he has established your name among the holy, and will keep you from among those who dwell upon the dry ground. And he has destined your offspring in righteousness to be kings and for great honors. And from your offspring will flow out a spring of righteous and holy without number forever. He showed me the angels of punishment who were ready to come and release all the forces of the water, which is under the earth, in order to bring judgment and destruction on all those who reside and dwell upon the dry ground. And the Lord of hosts commanded the angels who were coming out not to raise their hands, but to keep watch. For those angels were in charge of the forces of the water. And I came out from before Enoch. In those days the word of the Lord came to me, and he said to me, "Noah, your lot has come up before me,